Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Father, we've come into your house this morning to worship you. And so, Lord, we give this time to you. We thank you for our children, young people, that will be present with us. And we just ask that you would lay your mighty hand upon them. May they hear your voice this morning, Lord. May you make yourself real and precious to them as well as to us. And so we just, again, give this time to you, Lord. Have your way in all that is done, all that is said. We want you to be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I'd like you to take your hymn books, and we'll sing number 184. We'll stand as we sing. 184. Wonderful bird. Sinners to let him come in. Wonderful name he bears, wonderful crown he wears, wonderful blessings his triumphs afford. Wonderful Calvary, wonderful grace for me, wonderful love of my wonderful Lord, wonderful life full of service so free, friend to the poor and the needy was he, unfailing goodness on all he bestowed. Undying faith in the vilest he showed. Wonderful name he bears, wonderful crown he wears, wonderful blessings his trials afford. Wonderful Calvary, wonderful grace for me, wonderful love of my wonderful Lord. Thank you. Wonderful death for it meant not defeat. Calvary made its main mission complete. Brought a redemption, and when he arose, banished forever the last of our foes. Wonderful name he bears, wonderful crown he wears, wonderful blessings his triumphs afford. Wonderful Calvary, wonderful grace for me, wonderful love of my wonderful Lord. Wonderful hope he is coming again, coming as king o'er the nations to reign. Glorious promise his word cannot fail, his righteous kingdom at last must prevail. Wonderful name he bears, wonderful crown he wears, wonderful blessings his triumphs afford. Wonderful Calvary, wonderful grace. Sing that chorus. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name. Jesus is the same. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Number 45, verse 2.
His name above all names shall stand, exalted more and more. At God the Father's long right hand, where angel hosts adore. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus is the same. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Redeemer, Savior, friend of man, what true and Bible for? Thou hast divine salvation's plan, for thou hast died for all. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Jesus is the same. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Okay, over here now. Blessed be the name. Ready?
Blessed be.
The middle section here. Ready? Let me hear it.
Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name. Jesus is the same. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
I know you boys were just waiting now. Ready? Let's hear you. Ready?
Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed be the name. Jesus is the same. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Do we have another verse? Yeah, we have four? Yeah, okay. Well, if not, we're going to do it again. Verse four. Here we go, everyone all together.
His name shall be the Counselor, the Mighty Prince of Peace, of all earth's kingdoms conqueror, whose reign shall never cease. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, Jesus is the same. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, praise your God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord,
let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord,
praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice.
Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Great things he has done.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Paul, would you pray with us, please?
Lord, we thank you that we can gather this morning in your name. We thank you that we can bank on your being present with us and working in each and every one of us, Lord. We pray that you would have your way in this meeting this morning. Touch our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
To us through your words. We pray, O God, that you will accomplish all that you want this morning in our lives. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. To God be the glory, great things. Now, if my mom was still alive, she'd make you stand up and do that again. But she's not here. And I won't. But praise God. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. Amen. And we can record God's goodness and faithfulness again this year at Pilgrim Camp. It's amazing. This is now the last Sunday that we'll be together like this. This is the fourth period, the last period for the camp season. And we're so happy that you are part of that. And I do have many things to be thankful for. First of all, I want to thank God for Brother Gary. Now, you might say, why am I thankful, Brother Gary? Well, I think we all have testimonies of what God has done, or many of us have testimonies of what God has done right in this place. As we were campers, I see some of my buddies here. We campers together, how God met us here, right here. But I also know how Brother Gary met the Lord right here. Right here, right around here. It used to be a green carpet. Now it's brown. And from that early age, maybe 10 years old, you could sense that God put his hand upon his life. And so I'm reminded again, that's why we're here. You know, it's not easy to run Pilgrim Camp, as Brother Paul. It's not an easy job. There's difficulties, there's battles of faith. But this is why we're here. Because there's a reward. There's an eternal reward. What happens here at camp matters for eternity. Amen. We're not just playing games here. We're here to see God touch and to change lives of our children, of our young people, and of the guests that come. Is that our faith this morning?
Amen.
Can we believe over this group of children, young people, that God will work, raise up leaders, ministers, missionaries, whatever he desires, just godly men and women. What the world needs is not so much to change. What the world needs is that men and women would know God and that they would rise up and bring about the change because Jesus is in them. You know, we can complain about the conditions in the world, but what about the church? Beloved, we need to rise up and be the light, the city set on a hill that cannot be hid. And so that's why we're here this morning, believing that God will work for eternity in these lives. And then I'm also thankful, not only for Brother Gary, but for his wife, Sister Catherine. What a blessing. Head counselor in the village, head counselor in the cottage. We've had that before, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, Brother Peter.
But the Schaefers do that, right? Oh, you're following good steps, right? But thank God for what he's done. And the provision came well, I won't say how late, but but God brought them in. I'm trying to sign them up now, ready for next year, you know? Not going to wait till June next year. But we're just so thankful, and they're going to share with us, the cottagers and the village, and I think they even have something together, which is nice, all right? So I'm going to let Sister Catherine come and just greet the people first, please. And she could hit the F, by the way. I couldn't. That's why Brother Paul lowered it.